Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have our Human Resource Director, Jason Hines, with me. Good afternoon, Mr. Hines.
Good afternoon.
He always does a great show. He's got a lot to talk about in HR, a lot going on, but today is a little different. This is like our district just received a huge recognition in regards to our national board program that he supervises that. So he's going to tell us what that award was and what he does to support our national board teachers. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Ms. Barker. The National Board for Teaching Standards recently recognized Haywood County Schools, the district, for the number of teachers that we have that are National Board certified. And what they did is they picked 81 school districts across the country, and I went and looked that up in case anybody's interested, because I couldn't believe it. There's over 14,000 school districts in the United States, and they chose 81 of them who had more than 20% of their teachers certified, and so we were one of those 81. And of course, they sent us a real nice plaque and some nice certificates, and we recognized our teachers at the board meeting in October. And
it's really an amazing accomplishment. When you think about North Carolina has 115 districts, school districts,
correct,
and in the whole nation, only 80 school districts were recognized.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
81 districts.
I know, being a principal, and how long have you been in the HR job now?
Well, this is my sixth year.
I started to say, I've seen all the work you've done with that program, so I appreciate that.
Sure.
And it's our teachers speak very highly of it. They get a lot of support to pass a national board exam, and I'll let Mr. Hines tell you a little bit about that exam and the support they get prior to that.
Well, the national board program has gone back and forth over the years between being a one-year program and a two-year program, and sometimes they give them 2 years to do it and divide it up. Sometimes they do it in 1 year. A teacher can choose to do it in 1 year. There's four sections to it or categories that they have to do. And it's a year-long process, very involved, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of work with students, a lot of they do videos, they do a portfolio that they have to submit. And so we try to support them, number one, and we hired Joy Soley, who does a fantastic job helping them understand the process of applying. She does seminars with them on what's involved before they get into it, because it is quite time-consuming. So she helps them get the process underway, get registered, apply for any loans that they might need. They have to pay a $1,200 fee to do this. And one of the ways we've supported them over the last few years is paid the fee for them using some federal money that is for that purpose.
Wow.
In supporting teachers, and so Joy does a great job with that. We also have hired Sandy Strawn and Lane Carter to coach them on the portfolio and help them. So they'll do the portfolio, a section of it, bring it in, let them look over it, and they've been fantastic in helping them with that. The passing rate for this across the country is about 20% of the applicants who try it pass, and our rate's been 50% so far. So hats off to Joy and Sandy and Lynn helping them with that process.
Yeah, it is a huge process and a big commitment for our teachers. Mm-hmm. I know that self-reflection piece, they have to have videos made of themselves, and then they have to critique their own teaching. And that, I always hear them say that's one of the most powerful things they do within that process. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's nothing's more revealing than watching yourself on video teach.
Or a podcast. Listen to yourself. We're both from Haywood County, in case you hear our accents.
Yeah, but absolutely.
That's how it is, isn't it, Mr. Hines? Okay. So, and I just want to say to all those, you know, being a former principal, to Joy and Sandy and Lynn, I mean, they meet with them after school. They meet with them other times, I think, if as needed. But I remember being a principal and seeing them coming in, and that teacher, sometimes it gets pretty grueling trying to teach, and some of them have families and everything. A lot of them have families and a lot of other commitments, so it does take their time. But they, that support that you offer through that program has just been, it's been really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give a shout out to them and to you and your whole program for that.
Thank you.
We got a national recognition, and who came to the board meeting?
Well, we invited Joy, Sandy, and Lynn,
yes,
and recognized them for their efforts, and then we also recognized the teachers. We do that in usually January or February, depending on how busy the board meeting is each month. But we bring them all in, the renewals and the new ones, and recognize them before the board. And it's a great accomplishment for our teachers. We're really proud of them when they can do that. It's such an improvement in their effectiveness, and it's really good to have that many teachers who want to do it. And that's a really absolutely. Cool thing about Haywood County Schools.
How many people do we have currently?
Currently, we have over 200 teachers who are certified, and we have a total of about 500 teachers right now. So it's more, like I say, more than 20% of our teachers.
If our teaching staff are nationally board certified.
Yeah.
That is just, it's kind of unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do we have any, how many do we have currently just in the process?
Well, we just had about 25 renew.
Okay.
And that was great. And
how often do they have to renew?
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years they have to renew to keep that current. Because there is a pay increase with that.
There is a 12% pay increase,
okay.
Which is really good. It's the highest pay increase a teacher can get from the state of North Carolina. And you know, a few years ago they cut out the master's pay and that sort of thing. So the state felt it was effective training. We think it's effective training, and the state's kind of putting their money where their mouth is on this one, and that's where they're giving the highest raises if a teacher gets this certification. So
yeah,
it's good for them too.
It is good for them. So
it's best for the students, though.
It is, and I think that's what we're going to talk a little bit about, that just as both of us being former principals.
Yeah, you were recently at a high school. What, you know, tell them what kind of difference you thought it made.
Yeah. And I think, too, what I saw with teachers, first of all, they have to be very committed to want to do this. And like Mr. Hines said, 50% of ours are successful, but it is a lot of hard work. So what I see in every one of them is they're dedicated to their profession. A lot of these, all they want to do is teach. They want to be the best at their craft, and they want to get better at it. And sure, the money is a piece of that, but I've seen that as a very small piece because they have to go through this process that really... It really looks at their teaching practices, and they're forced to improve and get better. So I'm just proud of them. I could tell a difference when I walked in their classrooms. They provide a lot of teacher leadership, too, and putting themselves out there and showing, like, I want this to be a profession where you continue to grow and get better. So hats off to all you National Board Certified teachers out there. I've seen what you've gone through, and I'm very, very proud of you. How about you? What did you see as a principal?
Well, as a principal, you know, you certainly want to get the very best you can. And any time a teacher's willing to do this, you know they're going to put 100% into teaching students and doing the very best job. And that's what it brings out. You know, that reflection is really incredible. Thinking about what they're doing and how to do it better. And it's not just for that portfolio time. That's a skill for the rest of their career. That they can use to always improve instruction, no matter what changes are thrown at them, how the curriculum changes, type of students they may have. That's a great skill to have.
Well, thank you for the incredible support you and your department have provided, and your coaches, Joy, Sandy, and Lynn. It's just been a great process, and congratulations, Haywood County.
Yeah.
And all you teachers out there working hard, if you've not done that and you are interested, call Mr. Hines and be glad to sit down and have a conversation with you about it. But we would encourage you to always reach for the stars. Try to be the best you can be.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for having, or thank you for being on the show today. And thank you, Haywood County, for listening. Have a great day.